صحبه ومولاه. فنبدأ على بركة الله. وقبل أن نبدأ نذكر أن غدا صلاة الاستسقاء إن شاء الله، نسأل الله يغيث العباد والبلاد.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى reminded us that tomorrow صلاة الاستسقاء or the rain prayer, it will be prayed tomorrow. And then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى made supplication that Allah bless us with blessed rain.
Stand with us.
Bismillah alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Yaqul musannaf Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Musannaf al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala fi kitabih Riyad al-Salihin ba al-qana'ati wal-a'thaf wal-iqtisadi fi al-ma'isha wal-infaq wa dhal al-su'al min ghayr al-darura. قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي بردة عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة ونحن ستة نفر بيننا بعير نعتقبه فنقبت أقدامنا ونقبت قدمي وسقطت أظفاري فكنا نلف على أرجلنا الخرق فسميت غزوة ذات الرقاع لما كنا نعشب على أرجلنا من الخرق. قال أبو برداء فحدث أبو موسى بهذا الحديث ثم كره ذلك وقال ما كنت أسمع بأن أذكره. قال كأنه كره أن يكون شيئا من عمله أفشاه. متفق عليه.
يعني يذكر ما مر بهم فاقهم حياة صعبة.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that they would remember and mention those things that passed by them from the times of poverty and the times of hardship. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that we are in immense blessings. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this hardship and severity, it passed them by, or it was something that they experienced.
فكأنه خشي أن يكون شيئا من إظهار عمله.
And the narrator of this hadith, he mentioned that Abu Musa was afraid that mentioning this, that it was something of him showing or talking about the good deeds that he did.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عمر بن تغلب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أوتي بمال أو سبي فقسمه فأعطى رجالا وترك رجالا فبلغه أن الذين ترك عتبوا فحمد الله ثم أثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فوالله إني لأعطي الرجل وأدع الرجل والذي أدع أحب إلي من الذي أعطي ولكني إنما أعطي أقواما لما أرى في قلوبهم من الجزع والهلع وأكلوا أقواما إلى ما جعل الله في قلوبهم من الغنى والخير منهم عمر بن تغلب. قال عمر بن تغلب فوالله ما أحب أن لي بكلمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حمر النعم. رواه البخاري.
يعني ذكره زكاه.
The fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned him and gave him زكاة وتزكية.
فذكره بخير.
Because he mentioned him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned him with this goodness.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى وابدأ لمن تعول وخير الصدقة ما كان عن ظهر الغنى ومن يستعفف يعفه الله ومن يستغني يغنه الله. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ البخاري ولفظ مسلم أقصر.
وقال يعني المنفق خير من الذي يسأل.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the hand that gives is better than
the هي اليد العليا التي تعطي. واليد السفلى هي التي تأخذ.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is further explaining that the higher or the uppermost hand is the hand that is giving and the lower hand is the hand that is asking. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in this hadith that the hand that gives is better than the hand that asks.
ابدأ بمن تعول.
And the second part of this hadith, to begin with those who are dependent, to begin with your dependents.
أبنائك أولى.
Your children are more deserving.
أهلك قرابتك.
Your family and your relatives.
هم أولى من غيرهم.
They are more deserving than other than them.
ولا أن تنفق وأنت محتاج خير من أن تنفق وأنت غني.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that spending or giving in charity in a state of you yourself being in need is better than you giving in a state of being enriched or in a state of richness.
ومن يستعفف يعفه الله.
And the one who seeks to not ask, Allah will put him in a position whereby he does not have to depend on anyone to ask.
كونك تعطي وأنت محتاج غير وأنت تعطي وأنت زايد عندك.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there's a difference between you giving and you yourself are in need, and you giving wherein or when you're in a situation where you have a surplus. There's a difference between the two situations. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي عبد الرحمن معاوية بن أبي سفيان صخر بن حرب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تلحفوا في المسألة والله لا يسألني أحد منكم شيئا فتخرج له مسألته مني شيئا وأنا له كاره فيبارك له فيما أعطيته رواه مسلم.
لأن اعطيات السلطان.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this hadith is because that which is given by the ruler
مما ينفل به الناس فكان معاوية هو الوالي.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is mentioned that معاوية he was the wali or he was the leader.
فيقول لا يستكرهني يعني يكثر السؤال عطني عطني عطني.
That the individual should not increase his requesting and asking mentioning give me.
أعطيه وأنا كاره ما يبارك له.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned that what was mentioned in this hadith is that if the individual he is given something after his constant asking, that and the person who gives يعني finds displeasure in this, يعني that it is not blessed.
سؤال الناس.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that asking from the people
غير سؤال ولي الأمر
is different from asking the ruler.
ولي الأمر ولي الأمر.
The ruler
يسأل والده.
Is the ruler.
كمن يسأل والده هو ولي أمر الناس هم محتاجين يقولوا لعطنا.
It is like the person who asks his father as he is in charge of his situation and in charge of his affairs.
ليس كسؤالك لأحد الناس.
It is not like you are asking just anybody from amongst the people.
ولذلك عطاء السلطان يختلف.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that due to this fact what is given from the sultan and what is given from the ruler is different.
يقول الإمام أحمد.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is mentioning a statement from Imam Ahmad. He stated that.
يقول إعطيات السلطان.
That which is given from the sultan or from the ruler.
لحم ضبي مذكى.
It is the meat of a ضبي مذكى. يعني sacrifice.
ضبي نوع من الغزال.
It's like a sacrifice.
لحم ضبي مذكى.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is the meat of a deer that has been sacrificed.
وإني لأقدم عطيات السلطان على هدايا الإخوان.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that Imam Ahmad stated that he gives precedence over what is given from the ruler than the gifts that are given from brothers.
فعطيات السلطان لا من فيها.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is given from the rulers there is no manna or reminding of somebody doing something good for you.
وهدايا الإخوان فيها منة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the gifts that are given to you by brothers it includes something of manna, meaning that the person can remind you of what he has done for you or what he has given you.
لكن من يستعفف يعفو.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is mentioned in the later part is that this hadith, the one who seeks that he does not have to ask, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will put him in a situation whereby he doesn't have to ask.
لكن إذا أتاك مال.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that, however, if you are given or you have incurred some wealth, if money has been given to you,
من غير سؤال,
without you asking,
ولا إشراف نفس,
nor has your soul or yourself been inclined towards taking the money that was given to you,
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
خذه,
take it,
فإنما هو رزق ساقه الله إليك.
Because it is provisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and made a means for him to reach you.
إصلاح الأمرين.
But the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated for you to pay attention to these two affairs.
من دون سؤال ولا إشراف نفس يعني بيعطيني
Without you, the first condition is without you asking, and the second one is without your soul being inclined. For example, you look towards the individual, is he going to give me, is he going to give me?
That is.
And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala mentioned that it is provisions that Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed for you.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عوف بن مالك الأشجعي رضي الله عنه قال كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 9 أو 8 أو 7 فقال ألا تبايعون رسول الله وكنا حديث عهد ببيعة وقلنا قد بايعناك يا رسول الله ثم قال ألا تبايعون رسول الله فبسطنا أيدينا وقلنا قد بايعناك يا رسول الله فعلى ما نبايعك قال على أن تعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا والصلوات الخمس وتطيع وأسر كلمة خفية ولا تسأل الناس شيئا ولقد رأيت بعض أولئك النفر يسقط صوت أحدهم فما يسأل أحد يناوله إياه رواه مسلم.
إنفاذا للبيعة.
And the Shaykh.
إنفاذا للبيعة.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that this later, this last part of the hadith where I mentioned that they didn't ask anyone, this was their carrying out the covenant that they made or the allegiance that they made with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإن أحدهم ليسقط صوته في جمع الحديث ولا يقول لأحد أعطني صوتي إنما يوقف ناقته وينزل ويأخذ لأنه بايع رسول الله على أن لا يسأل الناس شيئا.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is further explaining in the last part of this hadith that one of them, that his riding whip that he would have when he, on it for his riding beast, that his whip would fall in the midst of the hajj or the people making hajj, and that this individual, he would not ask anyone to pick up his whip. Rather, he would go down and pick it up himself, not asking the people. And this was their keeping in accordance with the covenant that they made with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they wouldn't ask anyone.
وهذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو ولي المسلمين.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was the ruler of the Muslims.
فلا يأتي أحد يقول يجوز أن نأخذ البيعة.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated he's mentioning this point. Because it's not permissible for someone to use this hadith to say it's permissible to make allegiance to other than the ruler.
على الأعمال الصالحة.
So for example, we'll make a bay'ah or a covenant to do righteous actions.
كما تفعل بعض الجماعات الصوفية أو غيرها بالبيعات أو الجماعات الحزبية أيضا.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is saying that this is like what some of the Miskari groups do, the groups of the partisan groups and the Sufi groups, that they make this allegiance to do righteous actions. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is not proof of that. Rather that allegiance is made and the covenant is made to the ruler of the Muslims as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the wali al-Muslim.
Al-Bay'ah.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this giving allegiance
لِلْحَاكُمْ
this is for the ruler. Only. وَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَعَنِ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ
عَنْهُ وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with that,
تجدد له البيعة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in addition to the fact that the bay'ah or this allegiance is only for the ruler, that this bay'ah or this allegiance can be renewed.
فقد قال من يبايعني.
Because the Prophet
البيعنا.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the proof of that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked them who would make allegiance or who is going to make allegiance. And they said, O Rasulullah, we have made allegiance. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them to make allegiance again.
أحيانا تسمعون البعض يقول نجدد البيعة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala
هم لم ينقضوها لكن تأكيد.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that many of you may have heard that there are those who say we are going to renew our allegiance to the ruler. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is done not because they have broken it, but just as a reconfirmation or reaffirmation of their allegiance to the ruler. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تزال المسألة بأحدكم حتى يلقى الله تعالى وليس في وجهه مزعة لحم متفق عليه.
من كثرة ما يسأل وهو غني.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is due to the fact because of this person's constant asking despite the fact that he is not in need to do so.
المسألة للفقية لا بأس.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that the impoverished person or the person who is in poverty, if he asks, there is no issue in this. This is not a problem.
أما الذي يتكثر بالمال.
But the person who seeks to increase his wealth or increase his money by asking.
نظرا لأنه لم يستحي في الدنيا.
Because this individual, because of the fact that he was not shy from asking in this worldly life.
فلا يبكي الله في وجهه مزعة لحم.
Allah Azza wa Jalla will not allow this on his face. To, the lahm or the meat, the flesh on his face will not remain.
ما في حياة.
Because and this, the Shaykh Habib Allah Taala stated, this is due to the fact that this individual did not have shyness.
فيزيل الله.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla.
ذلك من وجه.
This will be removed from his face on the day of judgment.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وهو على المنبر وذكر الصدقة وتعفف عن المسألة اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى واليد العليا هي المنفقة والسفلى هي السائلة متفق عليه.
لكن
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى mentions that the higher hand or the uppermost hand is that which gives and the lower hand is that which asks. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سأل الناس تكثرا فإنما يسأل جمرا فليستقل أو ليستكثر رواه مسلم.
يعني يأخذ كثير ولا قليل. ولذلك ينتبه الإنسان خاصة من لهم نشاط في الجانب النفعي أخذ أموال المحسنين أو كذا لصرفها للمساكين أو المستحقين قد تضعف النفوس فيتسلطوا على هذه الأموال.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى has been interpreting that the person who is responsible for collecting money to give it to different charitable organizations or charitable outlets or poor people, that the individual, he needs to take care of himself with regards to this, because it could be a situation where this individual finds that his soul inclines towards that wealth that he sees and that he collects.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وأن سمرة ابن جندب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن المسألة كد يكد بها الرجل وجهه إلا أن يسأل الرجل سلطانا أو في أمر لا بد منه رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
كما هو في شرحنا قبل قليل إلا أن يسأل السلطان هذا لا بأس.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى
كمن يقول لوالده عطني هذه.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this hadith is related to what he mentioned earlier, that there is no issue, there is no problem with regards to asking the Sultan, as it is like, as the Sultan is responsible for those who are dependent upon him. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is like the individual who asks his father. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصابته فاقة فأنزلها بالناس لم تسد فاقته ومن أنزلها بالله فيوشك الله له برزق عاجل أو آجل رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
يعني أصبر.
The individual, the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that the individual is to be patient in the face of poverty.
No. فإن الله كافي.
Because Allah سبحانه وتعالى is sufficient for this individual.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يكفل لي ألا يسأل الناس شيئا وأتكفل له بالجنة فقلت أنا فكان لا يسأل أحدا شيئا رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح.
لا مال ولا غيره.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned here, that he is not to ask the individual, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that he is not to ask for money or anything else. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي بشر قبيسة بن المخارق رضي الله عنه قال تحملت حمالة فأتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسأله فيها فقال أقم حتى تأتينا الصدقة فنأمر لك بها ثم قال يا قبيسة إن المسألة لا تحل إلا لأحد الثلاثة رجل تحمل حمالة فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيبها ثم يمسك. ورجل أصابته جائحة اجتاحت ماله فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قواما من عيش أو قال سدادا من عيش. ورجل أصابته فاقة حتى يقول ثلاثة من ذوي الحجة من قومه لقد أصابت فلان فاقة فحلت له المسألة حتى يصيب قوام من عيش أو قال سداد من عيش. فما سواهن من المسألة يا قبيسة سحت يأكلها صاحبها سحتها. رواه مسلم.
هذا فيه تنبيه
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى استجد أن الحديث تنبيه أو bring to our attention.
من هم الذين تحل لهم المسألة؟
Those individuals whereby it is permissible for them to ask others.
هنا قبيصة أخبر أنه تحمل حمله. يعني صارت مشكلة بين مجموعة إما مضاربة أو مقاتلة أو شيء ثم قال أدية علي أنا وهو ليس عنده مال لكن تحملها من أجل الصلح. مثل هذا جاز أن يدفع له من الزكاة لأنه من الغارمين.
الشيخ حمد الله تعالى said that the narrator of this hadith Qabisa, that it says here تحمل حمالة, meaning that there were two disputing parties or two disputing groups and Qabisa was an intermediary. He stated that he would take it upon himself to pay the blood money, and the Shaykh, even though he didn't have the money, the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that a person in this situation, it is permissible to give this individual from the zakat, from the money of the zakat, because this individual is considered from the gharimin, those who have incurred debt.
هذا تحمل حمالة.
This individual, he has taken upon himself to pay the blood money that is not obligatory upon him.
أو أصابته جائحة.
Or the second person that it is, or the second individual or circumstance whereby it's permissible. يعني the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala mentioned that there is a calamity. This individual was afflicted by some sort of calamity.
حريقة.
For example, a fire.
طوفان.
Or
غرق.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that, for example, tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Like tsunami or something similar to like this.
يعني غرقت مزرعته فاض الأرض عليه.
For example, flooding and his farm area was completely inundated with water.
تلفت فجأة.
This is called جائحة, meaning that whatever he had, his possessions were destroyed, فجأة, suddenly destroyed by some sort of calamity.
أو أصابته فاقة.
Or the third person is the person that has become impoverished.
فقير.
يعني he's impoverished. He's poor.
خسر.
He lost whatever wealth he had. He lost it all, and he doesn't have anything. These are the three situations.
من ذوي الحجة يعني العقول والعدل. ثلاثة من ذوي الحجة أي العقول والعدل فيقولون فلان محتاج.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala mentioned that this last person, this person that has become impoverished, that three of the people from his people who have intellect, that if they bear witness to this fact that so and so from their tribe, or so and so from their clan, or so and so from their people has become impoverished, this is the person that the last person that was mentioned.
تذكرون مسائل في الشهادة؟ قلنا مسألة يجوز فيها شاهد. ومسألة يجوز فيها شاهدان ومسألة يجوز فيها ثلاثة شهود ومسألة يجوز فيها أربعة شهود ومسألة يجوز فيها 50 شاهد. تذكرون هذا؟ هذا من ضمن المسائل التي يشهد فيها كم؟ ثلاثة.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى he mentioned in the previous lessons that the bearing or being a witness that there are certain circumstances where one witness is sufficient. There are circumstances where two witnesses are sufficient. There are circumstances where three witnesses are sufficient. There are circumstances where four witnesses are sufficient. And there are circumstances where 50 witnesses are what is obligatory. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this hadith is proof of where three witnesses are sufficient or needed.
المسألة فيها شاهد.
The issue where there is one شاهد.
رؤية الهلال رمضان. هلال الدخول لا هلال الخروج. هلال الدخول يكفي فيها شاهد، أما هلال خروج الشهر لازم شاهدان.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that the first mas'ala or the first issue where one witness suffices is the hilal or the new moon, the new crescent moon of Ramadan. One witness suffices. If one trustworthy witness says that he saw it, suffices.
شاهد رجل.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is for the beginning of the month, not the ending of Ramadan. Ending of Ramadan, two.
أما الشاهدين فأكثر مسائل الشرعية شاهدين.
And the Sheikh عبد الله تعالى stated that with regards to with regards to two witnesses, the Sheikh عبد الله تعالى stated that the majority of circumstances or situations where a witness is required in the Sharia, the majority of circumstances two are required. For example, examples of transactions and debt. عموما يعني the general understanding of witnesses normally what is required is only two.
ثلاثة هذه المسألة.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the مسألة whereby three are required is this مسألة or this.
أو رجل وامرأتان. أو أو شهادة رجل وامرأتان.
Or if there's a situation where there's one man and two women witnesses.
الأربعة في الزنا حمل الله إياه.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the circumstance whereby four witnesses is a situation of adultery or fornication, and the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى made some case that Allah protect us from this.
الخمسين.
خمسين.
القسامة.
The issue what is called قسامة.
في اللوح مسائل الدماء إذا كان فيها لوح يعني في مشكلة ويظنون أن هذا القاتل فلان من آل فلان فيأتي خمسين فيقسمون أنه فلان من فلان أو يقسمون أنه ليس منا ولا فعل ذلك أحد منا القسامة.
The Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the situation where 50 witnesses are required is the issue of qasama. And it is a situation whereby it incurs or it deals with blood, whereby the people think one person is responsible and they swear, but they don't have any proof that this individual was actually the one who did it, but they
كان يكون مقتول عندهم فيقسم 50 أنه لم يقتل واحدا منهم.
For example, the Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that either 15 witnesses saying that this individual did it or 15 witnesses 50 witnesses saying that the individual did not do it. For example, the body was found amongst these people and 50 of them said that they, none of them and none, nobody from them actually committed this crime.
ما المسألة التي تقبل فيها شهادة امرأة واحدة؟
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى asked, he said, what is the situation, what is the issue whereby one female witness is all that is required?
وهي مقدمة على شهادة الرجل.
And it is given precedence over the shahada or the witness of a man.
هذا الجواب في الدرس القادم تأتون أنتم به ابحثوا عنه.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is your homework.
أحد منكم يعرفها؟ خليك.
حيدة.
لا سأل أخو. سأل أخو. نعم.
قال رحمه الله.
إذا قالت طيب بعدين. بعدين. هذا أنت عندكم واجب الدرس الماضي ولا؟ إيه
نعم.
وهو؟
يقول الحديث تسميع حديث.
من حافظ؟ من يسمى؟ سمع.
ولا أفتح منكم عاملة من سربه وعاقا في بلده عنده قوت يوم قوت يومه فكأنما أفيزت له الدنيا بهلاذيبها.
من رواه؟
رواه الترمذي.
صحابي من هو؟
عبيد الله
بن محصن الأنصاري. من يعيده؟ من يعيد الحديث؟ نعم.
عن عبيد الله بن محصن الأنصاري الخطبي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
استحفظ ولا تقرأ؟ شفني.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما هيزت له الدنيا رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
حافظه؟ يا من أصبح؟ ما شاء الله تبارك الله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. نعم غيره تفضل.
عن عبيد الله بن محسن الأنصاري الخطبي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم
آمنا
في سربه معافى في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما
هيزت له
الدنيا.
ها نعم.
عبيد الله بن محسن الأنصاري الخطبي قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم عاملا في السبيل.
أيوة أكمل.
معافة في جسدي.
معافة ولا معافا؟
معافا.
أيوة.
في جسدي إنه قوت يوم.
فكأنما.
فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بهذا
كريم. بارك الله فيك. أكمل.
وقال رحمه الله.
والواجب الدرس القادم ما هي شهادة المرأة التي يكفي فيها امرأة المحيط.
The homework for next week is the situation or the issue whereby the witness suffices for a woman only to bear witness, and her bearing witness is given precedence over the bearing witness or testification of a man.
غير مسألة حيضتها.
And the Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى said it's not the issue of her menses. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس المسكين الذي يطوف على الناس ترده لقمة أو لقمتان وتمرة وتمرتان ولكن المسكين الذي لا يجد غنى يغنيه ولا يفتن له فيتصدق عليه ولا يقوم فيسأل الناس. متفق عليه.
يعني عنده شيء من الممتلكات لكن ليه كما هي كما ذكر الله عز وجل في السفينة كانت لمساكين يملكون سفينة.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that this individual
لكن سماهم مساكين.
That this individual he may have some property because the Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى stated that in Surah Al-Kahf it is written that these poor people that they were riding a boat and the Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى stated that it shows that they own something despite the fact that Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned them as being مساكين or poor.
What the different poor المسكين المسكين والفقير غير اني ديفرنت اباوت الفقير المسكين ذا فقير ميسيد بور لكن المسكين وات ميسيد لا فيه تعبير ابو عمر عمر
في
ها
فقير امبوفرش
اها
لايك ما عندي شيء
Nothing.
Impoverished.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Poor.
ممكن. هكذا. معدوم.
Poor. يعني بمعنى ليس عنده وهو في حاجة إلى شيء ليس عنده ما يكفي.
Poor.
أما impoverished وpoor كذا مرادف ما ينفرق بين العربية يعني
مثلا
الفقير والمسكين. يعني بمعنى أنه حاجة. أنه بحاجة. وpoor هو بحاجة.
لا أنت إيش قال؟
الشباب قال
نيدي. محتاج ممكن أو إنسان عادي تحت العادي ليس فقير لكن تحت العادي
نقول يعني عندنا يسمونه في العلم الاقتصاد
يعني الطبقة الكادحة
الخط
الأحمر ريد لاين
الخط الفقر يعني هي مثلا المعتبر يعني الذين مثلا راتبوا
فوق خط الفقر بقليل
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that what is considered here that there's a difference in Arabic there are two words miskin and faqir that in Arabic there's a difference between the two miskin is a person who is right above the poverty line
يعني تحت الطبقة المتوسطة يعتبرون من الطبقة العادية
يعني he is below the middle class and considered amongst عادي يا
شيخ فيه الطبقة الغنية الطبقة المتوسطة الطبقة العادية الطبقة الكادحة هذا التقسيم اقتصاد عند ما هو عند الرأسماليين عند الثانيين روسيا وربعها الشيوعيين نسموهم الطبقة الكادحة على كل المهم أنه يسأل مثل هذا المسكين في حاجته ليس الذي ترده اللقمة واللقمة كان هذا فقير ما عنده هذا معدوم
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the difference what is made here is that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam he stated that the miskin is the person he has something but it doesn't mean that he
واضح.
Had anything
واضح
at all.
من ثيابه واضح من شكله فقير
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the faqir is a person who has nothing and that's why it is mentioned that the miskin is the person that he is not turn back after he's given a date or two dates or a piece or a morsel or two morsels. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the person who has nothing, it is apparent upon him. It is apparent from his clothes. It is apparent that this individual has nothing. And just simply because of the way this individual looks, there are people who will give this individual sadaqah.
المسكين
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that was the definition of faqir.
محتاج
The miskin is in need.
لكن شكله الظاهري
But his outward appearance,
عادي مستور.
His outward appearance is normal. It doesn't let on that this individual is in need.
ما أحد يعرف.
Nobody.
من التعفف.
Nobody.
يحسبه الناس أغنياء من التعفف. وهم مساكين محتاجين.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that due to this individual's outward appearance, it is not outwardly apparent that this individual is in need. And this is from the ta'affuf, or the fact that this individual does not put himself in a position of asking others or wanting something from others.
In
For example, he may have a car. But his car is broken every week. He has electricity. But he has not paid his bill. He has food, but the refrigerator is empty. So that's the difference between a faqir who has nothing and a miskin who has something but he is still in need and it doesn't meet his basic needs. This person, this miskin whose outward appearance is covered or the reality of the situation is hidden. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla that the people think that these people are those who are not in need from the ta'affuf, meaning that this individual avoids any situation where that might let on that this individual is in need. وقال رحمه الله تعالى بعد جواز الأخذ من غير مسألة ولا تطلع إليه وعن سالم بن عبد الله بن عمر عن أبيه عبد الله بن عمر عن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعطيني العطاء فأقول أعطيه من هو أفقر إلي مني فقال خذه إذا جاءك من هذا المال شيء وأنت غير مشرف ولا سائل فخذه فتموله فإن شئت كله وإن شئت تصدق به وما لا فلا تتبعه نفسك قال سالم فكان عبد الله لا يسأل أحدا شيئا ولا يرد شيئا أعطيه متفق عليه
هذا شأن إليك
and the Shaykh عبد الله تعالى alluded to this fact the fact that the person himself is not inclined towards it nor did he ask for this wealth but it was given to him so he should take it وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب الحث على الأكل من عمل يده والتعفف به عن السؤال والتعرض للإعطاء قال الله عز وجل فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله وعن أبي عبد الله الزبير بن العوام رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يأخذ أحدكم أحبله ثم
جمع حبال
أحبله ثم يأتي الجبل فيأتي بحزمة من حطب على ظهره فيبيعها فيكف الله بها وجهه خير له من أن يسأل الناس أعطوه أو منعوه رواه البخاري
يعني يشتغل
why because this individual from this hadith he's working he's doing something
لا يعيب الرجل عمل إلا الحرام
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that a person should not be disparaged for the type of work that he does, except the individual who engages in the haram or the prohibited. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that nothing from these jobs, for example, if the person carries something, or if the person does something what is looked at as being minimal or menial, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the person should not be disparaged because of their job. The fact that this individual works, this is sufficient. What is it to be disparaged is the person who asks.
No.
وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يحتطب أحدكم حزمة لأن يحتطب أحدكم حزمة على ظهره خير من أن يسأل أحدا فيعطيه أو يمنعه متفق عليه
تقدم معنا
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that the meaning of hadith is that which was before it. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان داود عليه السلام لا يأكل إلا من عمل يده رواه البخاري
نعم
وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان زكريا
صنع تلبوس يعني كان يصنع.
The Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what was meant to him is that he was making something. يعني he used the work from his hand. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان زكريا عليه السلام نجارا رواه مسلم.
نعم.
وعن المقداد بن معد يكرم رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أكل أحد طعاما خيرا من أن يأكل من عمل يده وإن نبي الله داود عليه السلام كان يأكل من عمل يده رواه البخاري.
نعم. هذا فيه فضل أن يمارس الإنسان الأشياء التي يتاجر بها ويتسلق بها. كان الصحابة كذلك تجار منهم أبو بكر وأيضا كان عبد الرحمن يقول دلوني وأيضا التجارة والبيع والشراء والزراعة وتربية المواشي معروفين أنهم يعملون.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that these hadith is after mentioned hadith that they mentioned the merit of the person working with his own hands, and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave several examples of different Sahaba and different companions who used to be businessmen and who used to work with their own hands. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is something of merit when the individual works by his own hands or lives off the work of his own hands.
أنا أتمنى أن يكون العمل الإسلامي في العالم كله ليس قائم على هذه الأشياء التي هي الآن قائمة عليها.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he stated that he hopes that the work of in the Muslim world, that it is based upon that which is different than what it is based upon currently.
أكثر الأعمال الآن تقوم على التسول.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala,
تسول السؤال.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there are those who ask, or their work consists of asking, begging from the people.
كان أهل الإسلام يمارسون الأوقاف.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that times ago, or a long time ago, that the Muslims they used to practice, or the Islamic world they used to practice, what is called أوقاف or religious endowments.
مزارع.
For example, farms and land.
فتستغل في عمل في إنتاج.
So that this land or this farmland that it actually produces.
لا يقوم فقط على الصدقات المجردة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is something that can produce for the people, be given to the people, as opposed to just simply charity, which is given to them.
فقامت الأعمال في ديمومة ليست قائمة على إذا كان في صدقة في عمل إذا ما في صدقة يتوقف قائم الأعمال كانت أوقاف قائمة وانتبه لهذا كثير من الجهات فأصبحت تعتني بالأوقاف حتى قامت هذه الأوقاف ريعا لها فقامت بنفسها دون أن تنتظر استجداء أشخاص أو تجار أو محسنين.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the fact that he mentioned this fact is that the awqaf is something that is ongoing, is consistent, and it is something that the individuals work towards and it produces something, as opposed to charity that it is given when it is there, and if not, it is not given. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned that these endowments, they are ongoing, and they are something that gives people the opportunity to work, and at the same time, it produces and gives
ولا ينبغي لطالب العلم أن يكون مشهورا بهذا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it is not befitting for the طالب العلم or the student of knowledge to be known for asking.
إنما طالب العلم ينبغي أن يكون مهتما بتعلم العلم وتعليمه.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the طالب العلم he should be known for, the student of knowledge should be known for teaching, learning and teaching. And this is what he should be known for.
وهذه يشد فيها رجل فيه صلاح وأمانة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is due to the fact that this individual he will be known for his salah, his uprightness, and his amana, or his trustworthiness.
من عوام المسلمين يجيد الحساب.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that you can find from the common people of the Muslims those who know how to hold accounts or accounting.
ولا نعرف أن كان مشايخنا يهتمون بهذا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that he doesn't know or he doesn't remember from the mashayikh that we're known for this.
لما كان يتسابق التجار وولاة الأمر في خدمتهم ودعمهم وبذل ما يعينهم.
Rather, the rulers and the businessmen and those who had money, the wealthy people, they used to vie and be hasty towards giving the mashaykh and giving them what they needed to take care of their expenses and take care of what they needed.
وهذه وصية لكل من كان يمارس هذا أن ينتبه لنفسه من هذا فالنفوس تضعف عند جمع الأموال.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is advice for those individuals who are previously engaged in this, because the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention that the soul, it gets weak when it and inclines toward gathering money. When he sees this money and he gathers this money, that it is a situation which may cause itself to become weak in the face of this money that has been gathered.
يبدو أن أخذنا النصاب وزيادة.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that we've taken the daily or the weekly allotment of hadith and extra than that or more than that.
الدروس مستمرة.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the other lessons will continue.
وموعدنا غدا كذلك.
And tomorrow's lesson is on.
وجماعة في المسجد يدعونكم لضيافة بسيطة حياكم الله.
And the brothers of the masjid invite you to partake in sweets, coffee and tea.
هذا وصل الله.
All of you are welcome. And with that, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala concludes tonight's lesson by sending prayers and salutations from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.